Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Trying to get a place here.
Like you put us on this email.
Write down right out there.
Yeah, Chad told me. I'll do it after this.
Most of the work here.
I don't let any of the advertisers get access to the business since I'm a panda. But if you want to make this particular show.
Oh well, what the hell, I guess.
Don't make expenses.
Oh well, what the motherfucking is. What's up, bro?
Telling them I'm going.
Make them do what they do. You're going to be the one. Nip the two.
I'll do that.
I ain't telling them I'm going. No, don't. I ain't telling them I'm going. No, I ain't telling them I was gone. When they call me, I'll be like, all right, when? You here? Yeah. In Compton, yeah.
Right.
At this park. I'm telling you, my nigga, I'm down here at the park. Go see.
J-O-N, what you got for me, player?
What you got for me?
Scoot over a little bit.
Which one?
Whatever you want to say there.
Oh, it's me, you, and Cleve.
Yeah.
Awesome, real comedian shit.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn. Let's go goddamn old school on that.
You already know, bro.
Yo, you one of them motherfuckers ain't disappointing, boy. Because I'm like, yeah. Saw this nigga on Bad Boys, I think, before. I went Bad Boy on 4.
Yeah. 06.
It was 05 for real. We shot it in.
Oh, 05. It came out of 06 though, didn't it?
No, it came out of 05.
Okay.
I started in 05.
Yeah.
So I had seen that shit probably before I
came out of 05.
Your shit, I was like, ooh, this motherfucker got, cause everybody's shit was sounding like, you know, weird kind
of. They had so many motherfuckers on there, but it wasn't but a few standouts on there.
I was trying to say, I swear, that day I said, I can become a star if I boogie down with these motherfuckers. Not like a star. I didn't think I was like, I probably can become a star. But I said, let me play some shit on here. And hit them, it was like self-checkout.
Self-checkout. Self-checkout.
Self-checkout.
That was the perfect, the perfect joke to do for that.
Right. As much as I wanted to boogie down with these motherfuckers and get up here and talk about this shit or whatever the fuck I was talking about else, that fella. So let me go and drop this on them. Ain't got shit else. All this other shit is boogie down. Just get me this money across goddamn down. Alabama. Boogie. Yeah, I call it the boogie down.
You was getting them the boogie down.
Yeah.
You running rock that
boogie. No, down. I'm talking about I didn't give them the boogie down is when you be like, you lick ass. You lick ass, you know. Who lick? Hello? Hello? Hello?
No, they don't know. Why would they know? They don't know.
I don't know if they know. But I think they're pulling up over here. Yeah.
How they gonna pull up if they don't know?
That's what I did. I didn't even ask, man.
They asked you?
No, I told them where I was.
Oh, they pulling up with you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they must have gone watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there an iPad?
Yeah.
It was right here.
Yeah. Do you know where is it?
Playback sound.
Is that this, what this called again? 650, 680?
Playback sounds.
Playback sound. Anyway, him and Jet Wilson, that boogie down, it's that shit you do before you get to the shit you like to do. That shit you have to do for time's sake.
You grab their attention and they want to hear that, everybody yeah. Make them raise.
You don't do as much boogie down when you get to this level right here, because everything be working at all times. But back then, that's what I was saying. I could have went up there with that shit. Because, shit, I had been doing, by the time we taped Bad Boys of Comedy in 04, I had been doing the shit about 2-3 years. So it was like, it's not a shit a nigga ain't knowing, especially on that TV. Tina them threw a nigga on that motherfucker. Nigga ain't really know that much. Mm-mm.
I just knew not to go up there to my who lick ass. And where I fucked the bitch at. I'm running from that shit. I'm running from a sex joke. A nigga really ain't never seen me do no sex jokes. Much pussy as I get, I don't talk about it.
It might be how you keep getting.
Yeah, man. Act like a little docile unicorn or some shit.
Shut up. Sometimes shit show you something.
I used to hate the way Carlos used to talk about me and hoes, man.
About what?
I used to hate the way you used to talk about me and hoes.
Oh, man, fuck this, you. You get up there and say any goddamn
this
thing.
This nigga Carlos walking to meet them. K-Dub, you ain't got nothing to move nappy head ass, big stomach bitches or some shit. Whatever the fuck he be talking about, man. What the fuck?
Come on, ratchet ass bitches. <at? laughs> You know you love old ratchet ass
bitches. Yeah,
bitch.
He accused me of some old shit, man. I was like, what the fuck?
You like ratchet bitches?
He do. No, that was from 01.
He
was
love old hood ass,
that
bro.
That was from 01 about...
When you stopped fucking with him?
2014.
See? Hey, that ain't 14. That long ago.
7 years, man.
That sounds like a lot, but nigga, I was around then. That wasn't a...
That's the crazy part.
Yo.
Don't you hate who saw you, but you can't change who saw you?
Hey, man.
You can go back and tell the motherfucker, don't see me doing this bullshit, because you're going to be the nigga that repeat it. The nigga, he tell me every fucking time.
Nigga, I done knew about 12 different versions of this nigga.
You do that too, though, from what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
What?
This nigga call people and tell them the date that they bombed.
Yeah, do all kind of shit like that.
Yeah, I do all that kind of shit. Asshole-ish type of shit. I don't know, everybody bomb, but the thing is, you ain't gonna catch nobody bombing. You ain't gonna find nobody bombing. The ratio in a motherfucker bombing on stage, you ain't gonna find. So when I do catch a motherfucker, it's like finding that book, that big old, you know what they call it, the prize book. I gotta get them, because you ain't gonna catch a nigga you want to get every time. You know, if Clayton bomb, I'm gonna be like, damn, Clay, you fucked up. And then I'ma civicize, you know, I'ma keep saying shit. It might take me an hour to say a whole bunch of shit, but I'ma get it out. This nigga here bomb. Everybody bomb, but don't nobody see a nigga bomb. You hear about it. What was your year, 2005?
Yeah, we started together.
2005.
05, man. We pulled up on the scene.
05, Bad Boys came out in 05.
I had met you in about 02, though.
Me?
Had to come to the stage audition.
In Burmese?
At the shit on Roswell Road.
Oh, you talking about over there at the punchline over
there? Yeah, at the punchline.
Talking about when everybody was out there. Tiny was out there.
Tiny was out there.
Billy's the real.
Remember Dirty South? Who pulled up in the Cutlass with the digging suit on.
That when she had the afro. She was fat, Dirty South. Fat.
When was this?
She about 02, 03?
No, that was 02. That was 04, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was 04.
It was for the second season.
It was about, I can tell you about at least October, November, something like that, 04. Yeah. I remember I had a beret on when I pulled up out there and I let the window down.
In the white Benz.
It was black.
Big one.
Yeah, it was big one.
Yeah.
I said, ain't none of y'all gonna be shit or something.
You damn, that was the first thing that he said. Y'all might as well go home.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't none of y'all gonna do shit. Y'all niggas ain't gonna do shit.
I don't even know
damn.
Why
y'all
out here.
Damn. I ain't know you auditioned. You auditioned today?
Remember, I ain't go that day. I was so, my number was so fucking far down the list. I ain't even audition. I was there though.
Tiny, damn, them all.
Billy Sorrells was out there.
Yeah, Billy Sorrells was out there. Tiny was
with
killing
the, he was doing all the sketches and shit then.
Tiny was killing him. Tiny.
They roasted him.
He was calling him gay, calling him bisexual, everything. Tiny was roasting Billy. Killing him, man. That was back then.
That's Honey Buns was out there.
They would call him gay too, wasn't it? Back then. Yeah, they were.
Yeah. There was a lot of motherfuckers up there.
Nah, they was funny them back in the days, man. Nigga hit you with anything back in the day. I ain't give a fuck what you were. That's one thing about a comedian. You can't come with a helmet. If your leg missing, they gonna say it. It's like nothing. Comedians aren't haters. They aren't haters. They aren't liars. They may be assholes. They may speak at the wrong time, but they gonna tell the fucking truth. It's the truth.
To them.
To them?
To them.
Damn.
But comedians really think they be out here telling the truth.
No, but guess what, though? How
some
far?
Some lying-ass niggas out here. I'd tell them to their face.
And guess what? I will.
All comedians don't tell the truth.
I will stand on that. I would stand on that with you. The only reason I'm standing on that with you, just in case some shit come about me, I'm gonna say, nigga, you know these niggas be lying. But I do believe that they tell the truth somewhere close to it.
I feel like I've been knowing you long enough where I know some bullshit if I hear it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I would know it. I would know some bullshit if I hear about somebody, but that's the sad thing about it. In the years I've been in the game, ain't nobody I ever ran across been too far off the truth. It's like these niggas is journalists, man. And they really had information. Nigga call you early in the morning. You know when the comedian call you early in the morning, he talking about some shit.
It's
something going on.
Yeah, something happened.
It ain't good.
Something happened. You been up all night.
They'll wait the afternoon to book you for a show. Nigga call you at 7:32, pick that bitch up. Somebody dead. Or somebody, you know, some shit. Somebody bombed last night who ain't supposed to bomb. Comedians.
I remember back in the day, nigga didn't even wait till you finished bombing. They had you on the phone as a nigga was bombing. Hey, you boy up here, catch
it. Yeah.
You hear him?
You hear him?
They booing the shit out of
him. Yeah, man.
On speakerphone.
Yeah, when you bomb, it's gonna be in California, New York before you get off stage.
Before you get off stage, everybody know you bomb.
Yeah. It can be crowded in the club. If you bomb when you get off, it's gonna be so roomy. Nobody gonna be beside you. It's gonna be roomy as fuck.
Yeah. Some motherfuckers so notorious for bombing. You already know they bombed before the show even started. Oh, he gonna bomb. He probably going first, he gonna bomb.
What about the comedian that get him in the beginning and you know that's it? You be like, he might as well get off. He can't follow that. He ain't got no.
It'd only be funny as hell to see a comedian rip with the set that you done seen him bomb with.
And they fuck around and rip?
Yeah.
He be sitting there like, damn, I doubted the fuck out of him. He got that shit off tonight.
But one thing about motherfuckers who bomb a lot,
but that shit
gonna start working eventually. Just what? Stick with it.
No.
I done seen
it.
I'm telling you.
Sometimes it don't. Sometimes you gotta revamp that whole. You need to rebuild that shit from the ground up, nigga. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Some motherfuckers, it finally catch, they figure out how to make it work.
Sometimes it ain't the jokes.
And the sad thing is, them folks still never turns out to actually be, I guess comedy is subjective, but they still never turns out to be the kings, I guess, like the ones you would look at and call the best comedians. You know how you look at the comedians, like, no, that's a funny, not who made the most money.
Right.
We know that don't count.
But all you gotta do is kind of hit on something.
No, I'm talking about it seems like the funniest motherfuckers for real always start out being the funniest motherfuckers. There is no build-up process.
They yeah,
they grow, but they already came in getting laughed. Like, it was never a strange thing to get a fucking laugh. Yeah.
It was never corny as fuck.
Right.
It was never corny. So if you start out struggling, if you ever struggled and was in the stinky crew, like
that's what you call them?
The stinky crew?
The stinky crew.
Yeah, if you were in the stinky crew, you get your badge, your diploma, you was in there. I ain't got that shit. I watched y'all come up. Y'all came in the game funny. I tell this nigga all the time. But if you didn't come in the game funny, you just like a vampire that been bit. You a vampire now, but you ain't no original. Like the Bram Stoker Dragon, them motherfuckers was born in Transylvania. They was real vampires.
You're liking ass.
Your ass came to America and got bit. Now you biting motherfuckers. You ain't no real vampire.
You sleepy and shit. We supposed to be up at night.
Yeah, you sleepy and shit. Because you ain't no real vampire.
Right. What time the show start?
Little short ass.
What you give a fuck for?
Little, she coming.
We out.
Little short ass fangs in his mouth. You know, everybody else fangs hanging out.
He got fangs in his ears. His fangs fat as fuck.
This shit short as fuck. They on the front too. But like, bro, your shit's in the wrong spot anyway. You no real vampire.
No.
Country ass Alabama ass vampire. Well, not no disrespect to Alabama, but just American vampire.
Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. We're just in here talking shit today. You know what part to edit?
No part. 85 South Show uncut. We through asking niggas to edit.
Because it won't happen.
Niggas will not edit shit.
Damn.
Clayton, what's happening?
You know what it is, man.
We got one of our real player partners in here with us today.
Come on, man. This man here, man. We just talking about it. Are they going to see any of that?
They going to see all of that.
No.
Pre-show
banter. So we can't talk about it on here? In the
we can talk about whatever.
We can talk about it on
the show.
Okay. Well, let's go.
Black on.
Black on operated.
What you call it, like a preview? We did a live preview, bro.
And operated.
Just to set the tone and let them know the type of shit we on.
That was the trailer.
Come on.
That's crazy.
Well,
I had a trailer.
You looking around and you wondering and you want to see what you're looking at. We got one of our real player partners in here today, all the way from Orange Mound, Tennessee. Memphis, you know what I'm saying? Orange Mound to be exact, though. My player partner. Anything good you can say about a nigga that's funny, sad about him.
Unique styles.
Been on all the shit that real comedians have been on, like Smart Comedy View and Def Comedy Jam and Showtime and all that old shit, man. He done did all that shit and cussed them folks out while he was up there.
Goddamn.
Yeah. Goddamn.
Accolades.
Yeah. I know he did.
Seen him on Bad Boy before I started doing comedy.
Damn.
Man, and this nigga funny.
Like, always, yo, motherfuckers, get to it.
Every time I done seen this nigga touch the microphone, he done been funny. And I've been doing comedy for 16 years, and he was doing comedy before I started doing comedy.
Damn.
And this nigga, one of the niggas that I fuck with, I don't give a fuck. No conditions, nigga. My nigga Kelly Cake Up.
Yeah,
show
love.
Yeah, nigga.
Man, you gotta show
it ain't a whole lot of authentic niggas that deserve all praise in this game, but you definitely one of them, bro.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. I swear to God, I'm gonna make you some of that coleslaw, man.
Man,
make some hell of a coleslaw. I got little meatballs in it. I swear to God, you're gonna love this coleslaw.
Man, get
coleslaw.
Your ass I'll back over there and man. Get to making that corned beef hash.
Corned beef hash, man. Shout out to Cleveland, Mississippi, man. That's what he forgot to say in this bitch, man. ATL.
I wanted
man.
You to tell
them. You did. They already know it, man. They can hear it. But it's all good, man. Shout out to Orange Mound, East Memphis, Tennessee. East Atlanta in the motherfucking man. Shouts out to the whole ATL.
Right.
You did all that shit.
Hey, man, I apologize, because last time you was on this show, I had something fine sitting in your lap, and I ain't got nothing really off of you. You know what I'm saying? You did the whole episode, your little fine joint on your lap.
Yeah. I swear to God, man, that was so unexpected. The reason why, man, like, I swear to God, when I saw him, my dick got hard. So when you put in my lap, I had to get, man, I was like, what the fuck? He done threw me off, man. That motherfucker. Well, fine. I've been knowed her.
Yeah.
I've been knowed her before she was goddamn famous. So
right.
I had already been on some old looking at her type shit. And when you
right.
you did put it in my lap, and
but
it
that's
was
just what up. I'm saying. It's
like, yeah.
No, that's the type of shit. The real shit. Yeah, he did the whole episode.
I did. Like, you put a random bitch. Like, yeah. I had to get ready to fuck a random bitch, but I was already ready. That shit was already.
But I was just letting you know that's how much I fuck with you. It's like, I feel like you deserve the best shit.
Man, when you did that shit, bro,
yeah,
I went and told some motherfuckers about you.
Like, I swear to God, bro. Like, I wouldn't tell motherfuckers about it. They were like, why you all on Carlos? I was like, man, it's because it's Jesse. You ain't going to understand. You got to watch the show, man. You got to watch the show to understand. And then when the shit hit the fan, I was like, I told y'all niggas, man. When she jumped on that little nigga and whatever, you remember what happened?
Right.
Like I told y'all, man. Man, these niggas don't be knowing, bro.
I'm gonna go like this motherfucker.
Nigga already did the shit you talking about a long time ago.
Right.
Long time ago. Hey man, for real, man. I had to hit y'all though. I said, when I'm coming back.
I thought you were just gonna leave it right there. How you topped it?
You right about that, man.
That's why he asked, was it just us when he sat down?
That's why I did it. Why I said, is it just us? I was sitting waiting on you to have whatever. What's her name? The one with the long tongue. What's the girl name?
Kangy.
With the V, with a VV.
Pretty V?
Okay, I don't know that.
Who?
She got her name VV. Something on
don't
that.
Don't show it to me. I don't need to know it.
Man.
No, it's Cash with a V. Stop, relax.
No, I don't know.
Sometimes I just know answers to questions that are asked.
I know you be having them on here, man.
No, it just like I ain't had none on yet. Cause I don't want to bring like one OnlyFans girl on here and then it'd be like, why you bring her, bring me? And then you had to bring 100 of them. And no, then now they in competition. And then you fuck around and you bring the finest one and now you can't bring no more.
They not doing no work on the OnlyFans. Like,
you on somebody OnlyFans?
No. I'm just
saying. Are you on somebody?
Mm-mm.
What's that?
I ain't on that either. Have you ever been on somebody's OnlyFans?
Nah, they leak and you get to see them. The hackers hack them and everybody out.
No, the preview enough for me. That's where I'm at with it. I'm straight.
Tell, they lazy. They don't have no camera work. Yeah. It ain't like the old school porn.
Oh.
Man, that's why I'm still with that, like a tape in a VCR. I ain't
no,
been out
I'm good.
That phone.
I ain't seen nobody I wanted to see naked bad enough to pay no subscription fee.
Nobody?
Nah.
Damn.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's how it is, man. You see so much. That's why I'm glad I ain't seen shit yet. So I can keep seeing shit. I keep being amazed by all this shit. Sevens and eights and shit.
Yeah, man, I'm not doing that. That's really just...
I done seen too many naked bitches.
Damn.
I like bitches with clothes on.
I feel like I don't want to see nothing that don't nobody want me to see. If she ain't showed it to me for free, I'm definitely not finna pay for it.
I ain't gonna pay for it either.
Yeah, like I'm gonna skip over all the shit that I could look at for free and go buy some shit. You got me fucked up.
I won't pay for it because I don't like doing administrative work. I ain't finna be filling shit out on the internet.
No, it's just crazy, man. When all else fails, I know it's at least 9 bitches somewhere that like me, and I'm gonna find them. I'm not gonna resort to buying nothing.
That's what I. Yeah.
9.
Bro, I stand on that.
9.
I'm a cold nigga. If I was out here thriving before the internet.
Before nothing.
I knew what it was coming to. I'm not buying no digital pussy, man. I'm not doing that shit.
Like you said. If you was funny when you started, if you was fucking.
Nigga, I was funny before I was a comedian.
You had, then.
Yeah, that would happen.
I grew up in a time where you actually had to talk to
women. We didn't even know these niggas. The niggas wasn't even around. They was in their basements and shit. And they never came out. Now they are being able to go in their basement and tap on and get right on the bitch page and send them little folder. What it is? How much money?
It depends. It varies from chick to chick.
You know, how much money is it to get on there?
Oh, it's at least, I think you get at least a dollar.
A dollar?
At least, just say at the bare minimum, a dollar.
There's some bitches that's free with no subscribers.
But then there's some of them who think highly of themselves, and they got people paying $20, $30, $40, $50, $100
a month. The supermodel charge like $40-something.
It depends on what your fetish is.
That a bitch. I ain't paying for nothing. That's why I said those are the people, the niggas that never been out in the streets and never been out to go to the bars and shit.
I mean, if you got time to pay for that subscription, that means that you have enough free time to just jack off whenever you want to. You ever think about that? That means you don't have, like, no more responsibility. You just free to jack off at any point of the day. You don't got no family. You ain't got no wife, clearly.
That's what I say. It's just weird dudes.
There's weird dudes just somewhere in the bathroom in the basement with the laptop jacking off, standing up. Right? 90% of these OnlyFans women ain't even naked. That's the part they don't tell you.
They closed up.
It's a lady on there post her feet and toes who make $100,000 a month.
It's people that got fetishes like that.
Oh, man. Bitch put ketchup and mustard all over her body.
This girl used to like licking in my neighbor. I used to let her, man. She just licking my goddamn neighbor, man. I used to just pull up, let her lick at my neighbor, and go on and worry about my business.
See, that's what. Who the freak? You or her?
I just let her did it because she was a nice person. I wasn't gonna fuck over.
I don't know.
Like, honestly, before I let her did it, she was a nice person.
She asked to do it.
She didn't ask to do it.
She just did it. And then
she was giving me a massage, and she kind of snuck and did it. And it started from there. This is real shit, though.
This nigga here.
No, this is real shit.
I believe it.
Licking on my neighbor. So women, I know what women are freaks, man. Women are different type of women.
You just told her about some shit you let her do.
I let her do that. I told you
you
why.
You gotta take some responsibility.
I don't take no responsibility because it ain't like I ever asked her to do it.
If you let somebody do some freaky shit to you, you a freak.
Not really.
Okay.
It take two people to be freaky.
No.
Okay, so is it like...
Yeah. It don't take two people to, it take two people to have a baby.
No, it take two people to be doing some freaky shit. Because ain't no way you fucking somebody and they doing some freaky shit and you ain't doing it with them.
I tell you, something go left with it should prove that.
Oh, don't do that.
I will. Because one person can be freaking, like let's say a rape case or some shit.
No, man. See, no, you can't even put that type of shit out.
I was trying to win the negotiation.
Everything you say after that going to be downhill. No.
I got you. Well, like I said.
No, don't say it.
No, I ain't going nowhere with that. I'm done with that. What I'm saying is, it ain't got to be two freaking motherfuckers. One of them could just be chilling.
I'm saying, though, like, we wasn't even talking about no extreme situation where it was like against somebody.
I'm back at square one.
I'm just saying these people have agreed to be fucking. These are two consenting adults who have a mutual contract to have sexual intercourse. They are in the point where they both are of in agreement, and now somebody just out of nowhere start doing some freaky ass shit. You ain't gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna keep fucking, but that's your freaky shit. If you fucking somebody and they start doing some freaky shit, y'all doing some freaky shit. Because if somebody walk in, they gonna say, what the fuck y'all doing?
Hey, I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess I'm gonna have to agree because I can't. I'm gonna have to agree to disagree. Yeah. I would have to agree to disagree.
So if you fucking a bitch and she do some freaky shit, you just gonna say she freaky?
I don't know, but I done some freaky shit to a girl and she done be like, hey, 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 and then I did it again and she done be like, come on now, and I did it again, and then she just let me do it and got on up. So what I'm saying is, I know she wasn't with it. I did it for 20 minutes and knew she wasn't with it. So we were doing it.
We gotta talk about something else.
Man, you the one.
You don't fuck around and get the whole show deleted.
I don't know. I'm trying to keep it. With that? No, I'm saying she was with it, but it was like.
You had to warm up to
it. It had nothing to do with no that again, man. This was like.
You had to warm up to it.
Yeah,
okay,
man.
You had to introduce her to it.
No, it wasn't nothing like that.
Okay, man.
I'm gonna see that. See, you know, boy, that day.
Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. It takes two people to do some freaky shit. That's the comic debate.
It takes two people.
Hey, man, we had some ladies on here the other week who said this. A woman ain't a hoe until she have at least 75 sexual partners.
75?
You think that's a good number?
No, you can do two. If you fuck the same niggas in the same workplace, you like already a hoe.
So you think more proximity. About like, hoe is about proximity?
Pretty much.
Okay. Location,
location, location. If you fuck around
location.
And get down in Idaho and Florida and New Mexico, you
long
about,
as you spread your hoeing out,
you have
good.
To spread that hoeing out, man.
Ooh. Hey, Duff, on some real shit, that's probably some of the best advice anybody has ever said on here about anything
I swear
on some
to
bullshit.
God.
Long as you spread it out.
You got to spread out. I'm the same person I am, I was, but you know, I used to have them. You know, all right beside each other. Hell no, fuck no.
Spread it out.
I used to spread them out. I don't spread them out no more either, man. But that's what I went to, spreading them out.
Right.
But you got to spread them out. Don't have them motherfuckers all up on each other. Because when you spread them out, you can't get to them. I want to see you tomorrow. All right, I'll get you 2 days. I'll see you 2 days. You in,
spread
you in motherfucking L.A., man.
That's spread a cold them. Game.
Yeah. I mean, it ain't going to be that convenient for you. But you just got to deal with it. That's the good part. You still have them. Well, that ain't my... Oh, shit.
You done got high.
No, I'm saying I was trying to denounce it just that fast.
What?
Just
you trying to undo it?
Just in case somebody who hear me talking be like, what the fuck?
Oh. Yeah, you definitely got to watch what you say these days.
I know. Nah, yeah, you do. But hell, I don't really be giving no fuck about it that
much. I know you don't. Sometimes you just say shit to make people mad.
How you be knowing that?
Because I know you. Just so, like you've been saying for... About how long it been that them niggas ain't walked to Ferguson?
You know them niggas ain't walked to Ferguson, though. Because I was on the treadmill for about... I did about 3 hours on the treadmill. My motherfucking knees and ankle, and I'm a strong, healthy guy, man. Ain't nobody running no motherfucking Ferguson. Your damn shoes and knees will be... Your cartilage and your knees will be wore the fuck
the
out.
The cartilage.
Yes, bro. Your cartilage can't withstand.
They didn't do it, bro.
No, they didn't. I know they didn't do it because one of my homeboys, baby mama, told me they saw the niggas at a baby shower. So, ain't no way in the fuck. That was supposed to be that Thursday. So, I'm like... Nah, bro.
Them niggas ain't watching us Ferguson.
No, and they did it for, they supposed to did it for Mike Brown. I was like, nah, bro.
But
y'all ain't did a goddamn thing for that boy.
They ain't walked there.
No, they ain't walked. And then they admitted it. Then they admitted it. The nigga kind of like admitted it. He was like, man, we ain't run all the way.
Why they act like they did?
What they did, they hopped on the back of a truck. What they was doing?
I don't know, man. The niggas drove up there and got out.
It's a picture.
No, and recorded running. They never had did a 360 of the camera, I guess.
Oh.
If you did a whole 360, you just saw the car back there. They had a little Ford Ranger back there or something. I don't know, man. The nigga just told me. I wasn't the first person to say it. I just was running with something.
Just fucking with them.
Just fucking with them. I don't really know if the niggas ran.
They didn't.
Hey, man, the hash brown joke going crazy on the internet.
Yeah, man, that was a good put-together joke, man. One of them jokes you put together. Just a good put-together joke about some shit about nothing. I think people call it the hash brown joke, but the shit is actually a gambling joke.
Right.
It's a gambling joke. Who gamble?
Yeah.
Playing the lottery. And then it gets down to McDonald's. Then it gets down to the hash brown, and then niggas say, fuck it, it's a hash brown, because they call it the dog joke. But it's actually a crackhead joke. It's just a crackhead selling me stuff. Sold me a picture of him when he was a little boy. He sold me a Rottweiler. He sold me a Rottweiler with no legs. And then the self-checkout you scan joke ain't even a self-checkout joke. It's really just a stealing joke.
It's a stealing joke.
I'm talking about stealing. I'm just talking about stealing. I went over here, I went over there, and then
you stole the wrong shit.
And I stole the wrong shit.
Exactly.
You ever stole the wrong shit?
Now you gotta steal your shit. You gotta sneak your shit back and steal the shit you want.
Back to the store and re-steal. You ever re-stole some shit? Nigga then re-stole. Rolling. Restole some shit again. Double A batteries, you want a triple A. It is what it is, though. Motherfucking jokes.
Bro, you got a lot of them, though.
Jokes keep you alive.
That motherfucking, the president joke hit hard, bro. Especially when you do that shit in the hood room.
That was a joke I did for about a year, man.
Right.
Because to be honest with you, I couldn't make it funny, man. I really stutter stepped on it because I just chilled on it, man, because really I wanted to get into more of just black history. The president was cool. It was just me being a coin collector, and I just kind of knew some shit anyway, so it was kind of like second nature. Mm-hmm. But I started dabbling into a little more of black history.
Like what?
Just all of the inventors, all of the motherfucking activists. All of the ones that was before that, just the African motherfuckers, just. I just looked at a list, which I don't know much about. That's a list of African people, even the ones that didn't make it, like the Marcus Garveys, that really didn't get out. I want to look more into what the hell happened with him. I don't know. Because I knew a lot about, you know, presidents and just American history. When he came out of black and leading back to Africa, I'd probably make a 17 on the test. So I started indulging in a little more of that.
You know, I always like to think of shit from the other perspective. I wonder if Africans ever be like, leave our history alone. It's not yours, nigga.
But it wasn't even theirs. It was just leading back up into that point. It was just leading back up into them, you know, right before the niggas came over here. I don't want to go
back.
You
think niggas came here? I think niggas was here already. That's my theory.
Well,
I think if niggas was first, right, that means niggas had to be first everywhere. It couldn't just be in one place. So in the world, niggas was the first motherfuckers in the world.
Only way if you would say Indians is niggas, which a lot of people say, but
that's why they still brown. They niggas too. They was niggas at first.
We talking about the fat face, big nose niggas, man, in Africa, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Those motherfuckers over there, man.
They
them
got,
black
they
ass,
got, but
real
see, the
African
they,
niggas.
It's more
man.
Than it's a whole.
I know it, but even
200 million different kinds of motherfuckers that you could be over there.
I know, I'm telling you, even when I think about it, even the South Sudan people, the Somalian people, even this South African people up to the West Coast and the Nigerians or whatever, right across Chad, I still think they all kind of look like Africans. Then when you get to the Indians, they look like more like something like Eskimo or Samoan. So it's almost like they really not us. Even if a nigga was to say that they us.
But see, this is the thing I'm saying. You can go to any one of them countries and you can say, okay, these people not us. But
where your black people?
But what I'm saying, though, is every one of them countries got a version of black people. It might not be the ones that they say, hey, these are these kind of people. But if you get to looking around, you be like,
Lose.
Them some niggas right there.
But now, Lose, every place that po' be niggas got niggas that look like either you can go on over there to the East Coast with
exactly.
them niggas, and I can stay on the West Coast, and you can fuck around. They send you to Cape Verdean somewhere.
But I'm saying, you go to Cape Verde, they gonna have some niggas over there, and they gonna have some other people over there.
All like
but
that.
Every space in the world got their version. Like you said, some Eskimos. If you go where the Eskimos live, you're gonna be like, okay, them the Eskimos. And then you're gonna see some niggas too.
That's what I'm saying.
But talking about some niggas that been there for the centuries.
They go, it's some black version of everything that's on this fucking world. If you go to India, they got some niggas over there black.
I know, I seen them motherfuckers. Them bitches black.
And then the other Indians.
Them black as motherfuckers.
They not Indians. Them some whatever the fuck. They gonna have a name for them too. And they pretty much just gonna be like them the nigga version of what the fuck they are.
Some of them Indian motherfuckers blacker than the Africans that's over in the Africa.
Exactly. Do you think the Indians that you talking about don't look at them and be like, nigga, but it don't be that word. It's the same word that mean nigga, though.
What word is it?
I don't know. It's in every country, they got a word
yeah,
that
got,
mean nigga.
It's,
so that lets you know South that Africa, they got, they've been having some else. Niggas over there.
Schwartz, Vinny.
Exactly.
Schwartz means black. That's Schwarzenegger.
Right. So that means when that, whatever country you point to, niggas was there first.
Right.
If that's the case. That's my theory in my life.
Where the black ones at?
Yeah.
So Africans weren't there first, but niggas were.
No. Africans.
So
Africans
okay,
are
let's,
niggas.
Okay, let's erase the word niggas, right?
You gonna so, erase it?
No, I'm saying because that's really kind of like saying not much. But when we say Africans, okay. So you saying Africans are everywhere in the Eskimo in the United States with them Indians on the with the boat boarding arrows and shit.
I'm saying, like, okay, the story of the evolution, right? That from what all the science they have, they say that the first people was black. That means in the entire world, the first people that was here was black people.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna stand for that because I'm black, so that's cool. I'm trying to really figure out, like, so where we from, the black people, or are we from African, the niggas in Nigeria and Gambia?
The chances are you are from exactly where you were born at. This is a big myth that all black people in America came from another place.
Oh, yeah, so I fuck around and can be from right down there.
You could be from where the fuck you was born at, and you don't got to trace your family history. You standing on it.
So in a nutshell, my family ain't did shit. They
it's
can
not
fuck
that
around.
Your family ain't did shit. I just said the chances are that you are a native to the soil that you standing on better than you taking a fucking cotton swab and letting these people try to convince you that you from some place that you ain't never heard of.
Yeah, that's a hell of a mood.
So you saying we was already here? It wasn't no slavery.
Bingo.
They ain't gonna get them people.
I'm not saying that it wasn't no slavery, but I'm just saying that it was some. They didn't have to go get everybody. They went and got some people, but it was some people standing right here when they got here too.
Shit.
Native American.
Man, how you still believe the shit that you know came from people who done lied to you about everything they ever told you?
Yeah, man.
Why is it so hard to let go of the shit that they told you? Why do you have to accept that as the truth if you know now how they get down?
Okay, so shit. I guess so. We supposed to listen to you, not like in a sense, but
no,
like no,
I'm
just saying like no, I'm
no.
Whoever was saying it, because it seemed like when you put shit together, the Native Americans, even they saying they was here. So not just the white man is saying the Native Americans is like we was here first. Hell, you got white people saying the Native Americans.
But the Native Americans ain't never said we was over here by ourselves. It was some motherfuckers over here too. Nobody ever said that
they
weren't here. But it was some niggas over here too, and they was like, them niggas, they not us.
They the blacker ones.
Exactly.
So
they, man, don't go over there. Why not? Because they got black people over there. They black. They black, then blacker than the smoke you ever seen.
What you saying is they took some slaves from here, and they took some slaves on
Bruh,
ships.
Listen,
no slaves
okay.
on ships. Are no slave. What you saying?
Okay,
I'm
listen to this. They bought.
That's what
they came
to,
over here with some motherfuckers bad. That they bought. The Africans bad. That they brought. The ones bad. That was over on the boat at first bad. Had to teach them how to get over here. First of all,
who?
The people who were telling them how to get over here, they was black. So they did bring some motherfuckers. But when they got here, guess who they saw? Some niggas. Who brought them? Didn't nobody bring them, because they was here already. That's my whole point.
When them motherfuckers pulled up the first day, before they seen some Indians, they saw some niggas.
But why them niggas look so much like the niggas in Africa over there? The ones in the pictures.
Because it was, like I'm saying, when it was the first people, it was niggas all over this motherfucking world. It was niggas on every piece of this planet. Just niggas everywhere. Not saying that it wasn't nobody else, but niggas, they already told you who was first. So everything after that.
That's what I'm saying. I think who was first on that continent. I honestly believe that.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That black people were first and they were really only on that continent.
See,
right,
that's
there.
What I'm saying. It wasn't the only, though.
Yeah,
the same way
saying.
That everybody else was here, black people have been here on every part of this earth. It didn't like they all started out in one place and spread out. They was already there, is what I'm saying. They was native to every part of the world.
So how is it that...
So what happened to them?
Yeah, how did they come down to these slaves and just never had nothing? They can't even trace back to... It's been eradicated that much to where they ain't even...
Bro, if you're doing some dirty shit, you're not gonna keep up with it.
No, I understand that, but if somebody
you, if you
gonna
get,
keep
if you
up
stealing
with
niggas
it.
From right here in America, and they be like, where you get these motherfuckers from? Africa. These Africans, they don't got no paperwork or nothing. But they mine.
So you mean like 12 years
of slavery? Niggas in there, that's why they tied their mouth up. Nigga, I'm from Mississippi. Get me out this motherfucker. He crazy. He been working in Mississippi. He think he from Mississippi. I told him he's from Mississippi. They ain't trying to... All right, man.
So hey. Like 12 years of slavery.
Yeah, you believe whatever you want to believe. I believe all kind of shit. But I'm telling you, on every corner of this earth, it was some other motherfuckers, but black people was there too.
Yeah, man.
Everybody ain't come from Africa, man.
But if that's when civilization started, then didn't everybody come from Africa? That's where the first person came from.
Maybe. Maybe that's the first motherfucker that they found.
Yeah.
First people.
You think, that sounds fucking crazy, this is. They done convinced us that they done found the first motherfucking people. Stop playing, bruh.
The first people they found?
That's the first people they found. That don't mean that was the first motherfuckers here.
The first people, yeah.
Who was their parents?
That's where I get lost. That's where I get lost.
Where ain't mom and them at?
That's where I get lost there, right there.
Bitch, if it's one motherfucker, it's the more motherfucker. Keep going.
We found the first people.
People you
think. Find some more.
Come on. Who is that?
Find the older one.
Man, you know,
But they all in Africa. That's where they keep on Earth.
I can believe it started in Africa just by the color black.
Okay. So Africa is the center of
I think it's the center.
Cradle of center, the center of civilization. And everything just sprung just from there.
I don't even know. I that just, might be
that's how fucking ignorant we are. We that ignorant.
Okay, guess what, though? Ignorant and then just really of the unknown is it's two different things because at the end, like, what about the Asia and the Moscows and Europe's that's, like, fully white and the history is, like, old, like, in Italy, like, an old-ass culture.
But that's as old as they can allow it to be.
No, I got you.
Even in the history, you think they're going to put the niggas in there?
No, I got you, man.
Think about labor and shit. So if niggas been slaves all around the world, who did all this writing and shit? You think white people sat there and wrote that shit? They had some niggas right there that already knew how to write.
Some niggas from Africa?
Some niggas from right there, too. They had some Africans, but they had some niggas that was there already.
Shit. That's kind of...
Okay.
No.
Get on the internet and start looking up all these tribes of people and motherfuckers who was native to the soil who would never step foot on there again because they killed every lad. They killed whole generations and whole species and whole tribes of people. That's the first thing they do when they go to a new place is kill all the motherfuckers who was there and leave the people who look like us, but they got to kill the native motherfuckers. You know how many people have been wiped out in the world because they was too dark? Living in these nice-ass places, you can look that shit up.
I know about the aboriginals and all these types of people.
That's what they call them, nigga. Yeah. What the fuck is an aboriginal? That means that you are abnormally original?
I don't know. I don't think it's the same.
Absolute original.
I don't think it's the same. I don't know, aboriginal.
Bruh, that means that these motherfuckers was there when you got there. That's basically all it means.
They was there waiting.
Think of how many places that they can't go right now.
But the thing about it is, they got record of that. Why wouldn't they have record of the people being in Italy before them? They got record of people being in Australia and America before them.
Well, everybody know that the Moors was in Italy. The niggas showed up and took over Italy and made that motherfucker nice.
Went on a rabbit.
That's why Italy nice now.
With a nigga that breathe heavy.
You said who?
This nigga, what? One of them niggas that breathe heavy on the YouTube video.
Who?
You see,
with the one picture and it be crooked. Look right here. This is Jesus walking over to the Mayflower with some golden slippers on in Italy in 14 AD.
And you said nigga came over to Italy and cleaned. That's what I'm saying. He came over
there. No, man, Italy was trash till the Moors showed up. The niggas went to Italy.
Yeah, so that means white people, where they was from, they was already.
Well, you know, it's some native motherfucking niggas in Italy.
Native niggas.
Sicilians.
The Moors. The Moors came and did the fucking, and then they left the river, and it's in the stream.
Something like that, because we leaving out too many details.
Something like it is.
All right, whatever. So the niggas showed up over there.
It's something to that extent.
We all just throwing pieces.
We almost got it.
We throwing pieces of right shit in there.
This nigga got a chalkboard up in his head.
Come on, guys. We got to get, hey. Don't forget about Australia.
Nope. Got this.
Now, this shit they got deep. This weed is educational.
Mm-mm. Is it?
No, it's just good to just have healthy debates about shit like this. Is the world politicking?
Yeah. It is what it is, man. I wouldn't want to speak on what I do.
But you know what? We all right in a sense.
I don't
want to
be right.
You fuck around, be right.
There you go, then.
Don't want to be right. You fuck around and be right, it'd be too much to deal with, man. Like, damn, I was right like a motherfucker. I wish y'all were wrong. Hey, y'all to the law.
J-O-N, what you think? This nigga just said, I agree. That's the light-skinned shit you could have said. I agree.
Y'all tried to say it on beat to that techno.
You agree to what?
That little Vice City.
How you feel about this new strain, man? This new virus or whatever, no?
I don't know, man. I just prayed away. I'm just trying to stay the fuck out of his way, man.
This shit. They done put this the shit news on this motherfucker, man. They ain't put the news on none else like they put on this one. They done put the news on this motherfucker here.
Right.
With Ebola and all the other whatever the hell they had out here, they put a little news on it. We ain't do much. Now they trying to shut down again.
Yeah, it's about that time, man. Shit getting real.
Y'all they, did too much.
They better make it normal to shut down. That's what they think they trying to do, make it normal to shut down. Well, they can just...
Niggas did rolling loud.
Yeah, man. If you ever suck dick in the parking lot, make some motherfucking noise.
Damn.
Oh.
They knew they shouldn't have had that shit. When all them TVs fell down, that was the sign. You remember that?
Hey.
When that wall of video screens fell down?
Yeah, it almost landed on their ass.
That's when they should have called it off.
Acting a bitch.
Yeah, boy. After they talking about nobody. You think... Well, I don't know. I wouldn't know what to ask. You think it's supposed to be this much backlash with that shit with old DaBaby?
Do I think? I don't even have no opinion on no shit like that. Cause everybody that done got canceled done had a better career after that. I think if you get canceled, that's exactly what you were trying to do. How you gonna? I don't know. They really just you getting uninvited to all these places that you didn't want to go to anyway, if these are the type of people you don't want to be around, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why that was on his mind. I never liked it when the DJ said shit like that.
Yeah, that shit don't even make...
Anybody got AIDS in the club?
Oh, no, you didn't say the shit. Why the fuck you say the shit?
Because I don't see why you would say it.
Because you just saw how sensitive them people are.
Take this.
But that wasn't even about them. Why did they put themselves in the
mouth? Anytime you mention that, anytime you mention some shit that people think that they, that like they're...
They ain't the king of the...
Yes, that's the world that we live in now. If you mention motherfuckers with bad feet, they gonna cancel you. All of them.
They might have...
It's not a joke.
They might have jumped the gun on one. They might.
What about all the women that... They did. Why all the women suck dick in the parking lot? Ain't no women out
then
there.
Then they gonna say you're shaming the sluts. You can't say nothing no more.
Yeah, I feel you. Know
you can't call people fat.
No,
you
I
gotta
got
say
you.
Obese.
I got you.
You can't say this. You gotta call them little people. You can't call these kind of people.
I think they attack
these kind of people.
I think
if you call them a freak, then you kink shame it. If you don't believe in big
DJs
people,
do that
it's
all
fat
the time.
Phobia. It's everything got a label on it, bro.
And you know what though, Los? Clayton said he don't see why they said that, but in them clubs, see, I don't know if you host those rap shows, but I do. I don't know if you host hard rooms all the time, but I do.
No, but I've seen it.
Yeah, but you don't host them. And the call and response, you gotta say that. I got some fucked up call and response shit that I got kicked off wilding out for. You gotta say them shit. Well, I shouldn't have said it.
No, you don't. Fuck that. You don't.
What the hell you do? You
That's
don't know.
Let me say this.
Hold on. Well, let me say this. You wouldn't know. You don't host that kind... When you go to hosting that kind of shit, Clayton, you would know what the fuck you gotta say. But you don't know because you don't host. You stay safe. You do comedy clubs. You do all this stuff. You don't go up in that shitty-ass shit. And when you go up in that shitty-ass shit, you gotta say shitty-ass shit. And that's just that.
But it wasn't that no shitty-ass
shit. That was a shitty-ass loud shit. And that's when it worked out just fine until the other motherfuckers got a hold to it and switched it up. It was good. It worked out fine. It worked out just motherfucking fine.
That shit worked out terrible.
No, in the long run, but that night on stage, it worked out just fine. Later on, it did, but I hope he didn't give a fuck, because that's how I'd have felt about it. I wouldn't have gave a fuck.
Yeah, he gave a fuck.
When he kicked me out a while now.
But you don't have to say that, though. You saying you gotta say that specifically.
You can't say that, because that's, you don't, Clay, you gotta exempt yourself because you don't do this. You a good comedian, but you don't do this kind of shit.
I've seen you, but I haven't seen you.
No, listen, yes, the fuck I do. He know I do it. I'm saying,
later.
Clayton, yes, the fuck I do. I was the first nigga to say, if you don't buy my DVD, you're gonna catch AIDS tonight. Give my DVD. I've been saying that crazy shit to shock a motherfucker.
You have been.
Yes,
you
I have. Been. I'm telling you, you wouldn't know, because you didn't
but
have
you
to hustle.
You have to do
But, bro, when I moved to Atlanta by myself, I had to hustle them bitches, so I had to make you hear what the fuck I was saying. You ain't never had to do that. You ain't getting this game. You ain't graduate high school and come do comedy. You ain't do that. You ain't on this side with us. We say what the fuck we gotta say, my nigga. You hear me? And you light skinned with
but
good
you
hair.
Just said he got you kicked out of some
ain't
shit.
Ain't get me kicked out of shit. Fuck that wild night. I ain't never wanted to do that shit nowhere. Somebody brought me on that shit. They brought me. They asked me to do that shit. I ain't never. When I went in there to go fuck it. With it, I gave him Carlos' name. I said, you know, we got a nigga named Carlos for y'all. Yo. That nigga can rap his fang and tap fucking motherfucking. He can paint your house, it, bro. Bitch. You hear me? No, you man. What I said? What I all say? Right. I ain't saying all shit, right. But what I said. I said, you ain't walk these shoes and you ain't got to say what I got to say. You know you ain't got to say what I got to say, right? You don't have to walk the mile of my shoes. You know I walk in there and say crazy shit.
Yeah, man.
The baby probably do too. He said it. He have to because on a rap show, I didn't went out there with Tip and did 31 dates and shit moving around with him.
Just gotta, saying wild shit.
So you got to say some crazy shit because these motherfuckers be on that pile of pills and all kind of shit. They be on everything. You say, who the fuck on pile? You ain't on pile of the night, make some noise. Bitch gonna say, I am, and you gonna wake up. What the fuck is you talking about? You gotta get out there in that arena, bro, with that microphone, and that's what I do. Shit, I ain't trying to, you know you my nigga, bro. You my nigga. But you can't, half the motherfuckers judge and can't judge.
Hey, call, man.
You know, man, I ain't trying to make it right. It ain't
you just
right.
Gotta,
I'm just saying, they ain't all
good. Right, you ain't know the arena.
But then you gotta keep in mind, too, is like, like you said, that shit bigger than where the fuck you at, too.
You know what? I wouldn't have did it again, but I swear to God, I'd have did it like the first time. I would have did it the first time because that's what I'm going to do. And then if I got consequences, I'm going to deal with them.
Yeah.
I'm going to deal with them because I know not to
all
say
right,
this shit.
You didn't. We can debate this part all
no,
day
I wouldn't
long.
Do. I would try everything. K-Dub. I would try everything.
All right, so say you in know. His position. He done said what the fuck he said.
Yeah.
He ain't done. How do you fix it?
How do I fix it?
How
really? You know what I would do?
How would you fix it?
You know what I would do? I would go to the king gay dude and look him dead in his eyes and have a conversation with him.
Who is the king?
Whoever the fuck that is that's mad. Whoever the fuck that is that's upset. That motherfucker right
go to
there,
hell.
Nigga.
Go to hell.
Come, who the fuck is mad? Meet up with me, man. Come talk with me. Don't cancel me behind my back. Meet up with me, my nigga. Don't be on that sneaky canceling shit. Come out at me. Whoever the fuck mad, meet up.
Everybody, every
son of a bitch that's mad.
And he's gonna go through the line.
I'm gonna talk to all them son of a bitches right in their face, right here, in like a Obama had to do in the town hall meeting.
You go.
Bring your mad asses down here because I obviously don't hate you. Obviously ain't got no beef against
right,
you.
Right.
I wasn't born in the time where they got down on your monkey asses. Don't blame the shit they did to your ass for. I don't do that shit. I don't talk no shit like that. I might play around, but I don't fuck with nobody. My generation ain't do that to y'all. Them niggas in the 70s whooped your whole ass up and down the street. Not me, man. Niggas in the 70s kicked you all in your ass. Not me. The niggas in the 70s called you all kind of slander. Made your ass sit up there by the bus driver. I ain't do none of that shit to nobody. I'm from the 80s, baby. Y'all was already good when I came around. Y'all got your civil rights enough to where I had to respect you. That's just the truth, man.
Right. So
and
you,
I ain't
that's,
laughing.
That's what would you do to fix it?
Same
shit?
Fix it?
Yeah.
It's fixed. He did it. Time.
Oh.
Time. You come back, do a song.
That's all.
Janice,
I just want to be accept somebody being mad at me.
Come out, do a song with whoever.
Whoever.
Yeah.
With whoever.
You know, like, yeah, whoever that's from the community.
Whoever they elect.
Tell me from that community?
Do you pick?
Yeah,
do
community.
You pick? Or
yeah,
do
man.
You let the community pick?
You just get somebody from the community.
Yeah.
And you got to be in the
time
yeah,
plus,
man.
Time plus. Somebody
right.
From
yeah.
The and then.
As long as that shit don't
yeah, man.
You got to get
equals, you're good.
You got to yeah. Get money.
It happens for everybody else.
You got to get the money away.
Just do something for the community and you'll be okay.
It'll be as soon as you pull somebody from the community on the track, talk it out. Like the I wouldn't talk to all of them, but that shit is that shit shows, you know what I'm saying, the willingness to make it right. But
yeah, I would definitely make
but,
it right.
No, but yeah.
Put them on the track.
From the you know
put them on the track.
From the community.
And do a track.
Do the track. Whoever meet you halfway.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because they're going to say, because then they're going to try to see if he's still not, let's see if he's sorry. That's
what if you just pull the classic, like, white rock star excuse?
Tell him you was on some sleeping medication or some shit.
Yes,
man,
drugs.
I was exhausted. Man, I was dehydrated.
Drugs.
I was dehydrated.
No.
I hadn't ate. I had flew in that morning. And I didn't get to go to sound check. And it was hot out there. I was sweating. I didn't have no water. A lot of people don't know. I had to go get four IVs after this show.
For real. It'd be somewhere that simple.
Fuck it, man. I'm not just going to go out there and act like that was just me fucking up. Man, that's what white celebrities do. Don't never take full responsibility for some shit, man.
Oh, man. Damn.
Go talk to that lady. Whoever that lady is, it could be for 10 minutes. As long as you go talk to that lady, you straight, bruh. Come back to work with a doctor's note. I was on this new medication for my migraines, man. It was not me.
I was taking pain pills.
I was on pain pills. Man, I had surgery on my ankle.
I found some pills in my bus, and I was so depressed.
No, don't say that.
I grabbed the bottle.
You gonna take the junkie route?
And I took all of them. And I went out there on that stage, and the rest of the night was
it's a blur.
I don't remember much of anything.
Classic. That's what I'm talking about. That's the Hollywood I want to be a part of.
I remember going back to the trailer, to the bus, and I collapsed from heat exhaustion.
Show up and then be like, look, I was working on this character for this movie.
Method act.
Right. I'm talking to Eminem. We working on 8 Mile 2. My cameras was in the building. I needed that footage for this documentary that I'm doing. I didn't mean no disrespect to nobody. I needed that clip so I could send it back to this, whatever. Welcome back to the 85 South Show.
Welcome back.
We are talking about whatever the fuck we want to talk about because my partner in the house, K-Dub. Mm-hmm. How you feel about it, bro? What you got coming up?
Dude.
Man, really, I got this Boosie movie, man. I'm waiting on that to come out.
Why do you wait this long to tell me about that?
What's that?
The Boosie movie.
What you mean, why wait long?
Why you ain't told me? We've been here this whole time talking about human evolution and shit.
Oh,
you ain't
told
me nothing about the movie, bro.
The movie, I just said it. I don't know when Boosie gonna drop. You know, Boosie go on Instagram and ask a motherfucker who he know who gonna drop the movie.
Well, his Instagram to be deleted. He should be on there a lot.
Because he got two pages he working on for
right
okay.
Now. He's
back again in Boosie.
Bruh, Instagram really ain't the same since they deleted Boosie. If they knew his social value, they would definitely reactivate his page.
They deleted my page, shit.
Right.
I still ain't got it back. I was at 108 or something like that. 108. I'm back down to 13, but it's cool. I like it. I like that 13,000, man.
You
fuck
love
that.
You, they took your account?
Yeah, they took my account. Yeah, but they took it.
Why we came?
Yeah, I was goddamn it moving up pretty good, man. They even took that motherfucker from me. I'm at 13. Y'all follow me, Comedian K-Dub1. Follow me.
That's the thing about it. Once they see you start making traction on there, something's gonna happen.
Yeah, they took that shit.
Hey, what's up, T-Man? Carlos Miller of the 85 South Show, and I appreciate you checking out my guest. Oh, we're not through yet. Click the link so you can check out part two of this interview with my special guest. That's right. Click that link, part two.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.